Thank you. Welcome to the Green Lady Lounge. This is the Danny Embry Trio. Yeah, I know, we're starting out kind of the usual quiet here at this hour, so we're going to play in that fashion. So on drums, we have Brian Stever. On the bass is Gerald Spates. And the name of that tune was In There Somewhere. And that was a tune of mine. It was based on an old standard called Out of Nowhere. We're going to now change it up a little bit more and do a tune called What Love Is. Thank you. Thank you. That was a jazz waltz for you, and that was called What Love Is. We're going to do a blues for you now. This is a tune written by our bassist, Gerald, and this is called Altered States. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was a tune written by our bassist, Gerald, and that was a tune called Altered States. It has nothing to do with the 1980 movie that I'm aware of. Anyway, this is a tune called The Dreamer. The Dreamer. Thank you. That was called The Dreamer. The Dreamer. We're going to take a short pause. We'll be back with more music for you, a lot more music. Be back in a minute. Thanks for listening.
That's the Danny Embry Trio with The Dreamer at the Green Lady Lounge. Danny's at the guitar along with Gerald Spates bass and Brian Stever drums. There's more still to come, so please stay right here, live at Green Lady Lounge.
Support for Live at Green Lady Lounge comes from the KU School of Music, presenting the 25th Annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians in KU's Marching Jayhawks, Saturday, September 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center, open to the public. Details at music.ku.edu. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 49 degrees. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 80. For Sunday night, clear with a low of 54 and a high of 85 on Monday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
So we are back at the Green Lady Lounge, the home of live Kansas City jazz every night of the week. Some of KC's finest jazz musicians pass through these doors every night. On this particular night, it's the Danny Embry Trio, here for the second half of the show with Danny's tune, Riffin' on Grand. Thank you.
Thank you. That was it. original tune of mine called Minor Issue, a blues in a minor key.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a pretty crazy tune. That was called The Ladder, L-A-D-D-E-R. Got to be careful on those things. We're going to do something a little funky for you now. This is a Boogaloo tune, another original, of course, and this is one of mine, and this is called Struttin'. Thank you.
the Danny Embry Trio with Strutton, another tune written by Danny and performed here by bassist Gerald Spates, drummer Brian Stever, and of course Danny Embry at the guitar. You can see this trio just about every weekend at the Green Lady Lounge at 1809 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City. Find out who's playing and when at greenladylounge.com. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us. Today's show was recorded by Ken Lovett and John Scott. Post-production by Chuck Smith. Live at Green Lady Lounge is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Green Lady Lounge.
Support for Live at Green Lady Lounge comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons. Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday evening. Stay tuned for the Retro Cocktail Hour. Clear skies, a low of 49 degrees tonight in northeast and east central Kansas. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
This week on KPR presents Lies and Disinformation on the Campaign Trail.
How do you navigate an environment where a whole lot of people can be political communicators at a large scale who are not candidates, they're not parties, they might not even be trying to win an election?
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for a conversation with Sasha Eisenberg, author of The Lie Detectives, on KPR presents 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
That's Cy Zentner and his orchestra, along with Martin Denny at the piano, for Temple Pageant, music from Exotica Suite, 1962, an album featuring tunes by Les Baxter. Welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour, where you know the music's always served up shaken, not stirred. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and we're together again here at the Underground Martini Bunker. Coming up in the hour ahead, Bing Crosby goes Hawaiian. We'll hear from Lyle Ritz, who was part of that legendary group of L.A. musicians known as the Wrecking Crew. Not only that, but we've got Tak Shindo's album Brass and Bamboo, Japanese instruments with a big band, plus TV tunes by Henry Mancini and by violinist Mad Stolling. You can get your kicks on Route 66, but for the sound of space-age pop and incredibly strange music, it's the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio.
Harbors of pearl and spice, I search for a face, a face to adore, while the tender stars high in the blue made love to the night. I have begged the stars to lead me to that one lovely shore called evermore. Then you walked into my paradise, and my happy heart adventures no more. Tender stars high in the blue made love to the night. I have begged the stars to lead me to that one lovely shore called evermore. Than you walked into my paradise, and my happy heart adventures no more.
Why, I'm reaching out to you right now. Your financial assistance gives us the lift we need to keep shows like the Retro Cocktail Hour on the air. And here's the beauty part. It only takes an annual pledge from you to keep shows like this on the air. That is just amazing. So let's do something amazing together, right here, right now. And here's how.
It's so easy. Just pick up the phone, give us a call, 888-577-5268. We're so glad to have you along on this Saturday night. I'm Jay Schaefer, interrupting the show ever so briefly to encourage you to support this wonderfully unique program that chances are you listen to every weekend here on Kansas Public Radio. You could support us. You're just a phone call away, 888-577-5268. You know, Daryl Brogdon, this show, it may not be for everyone, but it is for the people who are listening right now. And it's a program that is so unique, you can scan up and down the dial in this area, and the only place you'll find it is right here at Kansas Public Radio. Now, if you're lucky enough to live in Guam or one of the 100 other stations where this radio program is syndicated, okay, you can listen to it on other stations. But in our area of eastern Kansas and western Missouri, this is the only place you're going to find it. So why not support it? 888-577-5268.
Or online at KL on and listen to those voices in the night, which many times came to us from very far away because of, you know, the fact that AM radio can skip off the troposphere and travel long distances, and how important it was and how cool it was to be a listener to that kind of radio back in the day. And I think that's, for many of us, that still can happen. It still happens with shows like the Retro Cocktail Hour, because not because of anything I'm doing, but because people around the world listen to the show on the live stream on Kansas Public Radio, or listen to it on demand at retrococktail.org, or Jay, as you mentioned, the 100 plus stations around the country that also broadcast the Retro Cocktail Hour. So wherever you are and however you listen to the show, why don't you become a member tonight and provide the means for us to continue bringing you this show every week at this time. 888-577-5268 and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm going to make one small correction. I think it has everything to do with the host of this show, as well as the music. You have curated some wonderful music for us, and you do it every Saturday night for 2 hours. And then within recent years, you've added the repeat show on Sundays from 7 to 9. So I have to say, I do disagree with you there. It's not just this cool music that we all enjoy. It's the knowledgeable host of this show that makes it so special. We can learn things about Denny Martin and Les Baxter and all the others.
Did you say Denny Martin?
I have Denny's on the mind. I mean Martin Denny and Les Baxter and all the others that you bring us each and every weekend. And it's clear from just being on your Facebook page how many people are invested in this music and invested in this show and invested in you, Daryl. So it has everything to do with what you're doing every weekend.
You're very kind to say that, Jay. And yes, our Facebook page, let me put in a quick plug for that. The Retro Cocktail Hour on Facebook has nearly 11,000 members all over the world. And we invite you to join us there. Of course, it doesn't cost anything to join us on Facebook. And you can listen for free, of course. And some people do that. If you're not a KPR member, for example, and you're listening right now, you're getting to hear the Retro Cocktail Hour thanks to the pledges of listeners that came before. And we hope that you will become a listener member tonight at 888-577-5268 and online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's great to hear from Tim Newhart in Los Angeles, California. Tim, thank you kindly for making that pledge tonight. We sure do appreciate you. We see your name almost every time during our fundraising drives, and we're very, very grateful for you and for all our listener members. You can join with Tim Newhart right now by calling 888-577-5268.
It's another thing I love about this show is all the calls that we get from all around the country and sometimes other countries. And you can do that no matter where you're listening. Of course, if you're listening in a place like Southern California, chances are you're listening online. But no matter where you are, you're listening tonight to the Retro Cocktail Hour, and we think it's not only worthy of your time, it's worthy of your financial support. If you make a contribution tonight to the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio, some longtime friends of the show, Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley, will be kicking in some extra money as well. In fact, we're looking for 14 pledges on the Dave Baldwin, Jill Shelley Challenge. What are they doing? Well, they are matching pledges dollar for dollar. And they're doing that for all size pledges, small, medium, and large. You can make it happen if you give us a call, 888-577-5268.
Hey, you know, Jay, what's cool is we just had the pledge from Tim Newhart in Los Angeles on the West Coast, and earlier we heard from Dennis Dura in Columbus, New Jersey, who said he's donating today as he's listening online to the Retro Cocktail Hour's 1,000th episode.
Wow.
We aired some time ago, several months ago on KPR. Of course, it's available online at retrococktail.org. Thank you, Molly Gosnell from Kansas City, Missouri, who just became a brand new member here at KPR. Molly, we can't thank you enough for taking the step to become a member of Kansas Public Radio. You can pledge online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org. The main thing, of course, is just to do it, just to get it done. It matters less to me about the amount you give, just the fact that you do it, because it's so easy not to. You know, radio is there for us 24/7. The Retro Cocktail Hour is now 24/7, too, thanks to Retro Cocktail Radio, which you can stream all day, every day. Just go to retrococktail.org to find the link there. But many times, you know, radio just washes over us, and we don't really think about what it takes to make that programming happen. And that's why we do these fundraisers, to remind you that there are people behind the microphone. There are people behind the people at the microphone, and we're all working together to make the best radio we can. And we can only do it with your help. 888-577-5268. or online at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're going to switch off our microphones in just a second, but we're making an appeal to you right now to support a program that you're already listening to, that you already enjoy, a unique program that is hard to find anywhere else. This kind of music is available to you each and every Saturday night at 7 o'clock and Sunday night from 7 to 9 as well. Glad to have you along for the ride on the Retro Cocktail Hour tonight. You can pledge safely, securely, conveniently on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Take advantage of the Dollar for Dollar Challenge, the matching grant from Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley. Make it happen when you call 888-577-5268.
Skulls, I'm broadcasting.
On the Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
That's Tak Shindo and his orchestra from the album Brass and Bamboo with Caravan on the Retro Cocktail Hour. During the Second World War, Tak Shindo lived in an internment camp in California. It was there he got interested in music and played in the camp orchestra. During the 1950s, he recorded a series of records that blended American and Japanese music traditions, including the album Brass and Bamboo. Also, we heard from the Kirchen Band, an English dance band that was active mainly in the 1950s, led by Ivor Kirchen and featuring his son Basil at the drums. We heard him on Jungle Fire Dance. You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour, coming at you from right here at the Underground Martini Bunker. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and next half hour, we'll hear the Hawaii Five-O theme, done by violinist Mads Tolling and the Mads Men, plus Henry Mancini from Mr. Lucky. It's all ahead in the next 30, so please, remain parked right here. The Retro Cocktail Hour is on the air every week on stations like KTNA, Talkeetna, Alaska, KAMU, College Station, Texas, and Jefferson Public Radio, serving listeners in Southern Oregon and Northern California. To stream the show on demand anytime, just visit Mixcloud.com or go to RetroCocktail.org. Well, I'm sure you recognized it. That's the theme music for Hawaii Five-O, played here by the Danish-American violinist Mads on the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's from the album Playing the 60s from 2017. Daryl Brogdon here. Thank you for digging the tunes here at the Underground Martini Bunker. Later this hour, jazz from great TV shows. It's an album of Private Eye Jazz by composer Bob Mercy. You know what? Getting to do this show every week is such a kick. I get to spin records with friends all over the world. How cool is that? Whether you're in the States or Europe or down under, it's your financial support for the Retro Cocktail Hour that allows us to bring you this show every week. And that is a great reason to do your part right now, while the Retro Cocktail Hour is on the air. Just call 888-577-5268 or go online at kansaspublicradio.org and you can become a fully fledged, completely 100% certified KPR listener member and a valued Retronaut. Next up, Henry Mancini from the album that came from the Mr. Lucky TV series. The show didn't last too long, but it spawned a couple of albums, including this one from 1960 that reached number 2 on the Billboard pop chart. This is Lightly Latin on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR. Thank you.
finally found a fella almost completely divine. But his vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this Romeo's conversation. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. At a time like this, he says, murder, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, solid, he says. Takes me in his arms, he says, solid, he says. Meaning all my charms, he says, solid, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, a chick, chick, you torture me. Zoop, are we living? I'm thinking of leaving him flat. He says, dig, dig, the jumps the old ticker is given. He can't talk plainer than that. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. At a time like this, he says, murder, he says. In that impossible time, it will bring on nobody's murder but his own. He says, Jackson, he says. And my name's Marie, he says, Jackson, he says. She hoot the snoot to me, he says, Jackson, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, whoop, whoop, he says. When he likes my hat, he says, he says, what the heck is that? He says, woo-hoo, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, a hep hep with helium now, babe, we're cooking. In other expressions to wit, he says, we're in de groove, de groove is good looking. He sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says, murder.
That's Betty Hutton, joined by the Pete Rugolo Orchestra for Murder, He Says, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This was 1951, although the song had been around since the mid-40s, when Betty Hutton sang it in a movie called Happy Go Lucky, where she played a character named Bubbles Hennessy. Ahead of that, Club Cool, played by Det Moore and his orchestra. This is by composer Bob Mercy, and it appears on a rare album called Jazz from Great TV Shows. All the music here, apparently, is stuff that Bob Mercy composed for various TV shows back in the day. Hey, glad you joined us for another Retro Cocktail Hour, which emanates from that subterranean music asylum we call the Underground Martini Bunker. I'm Daryl Brogdon, with a reminder that public radio only works when you do your part. And that is an annual financial pledge of support that allows us to keep going. Now, of course, this formula doesn't work if you neglect to make that pledge. That's why it's super easy to do. You can pledge online or by phone. But I can't stress enough the importance of your participation. Just make the pledge. Listening is sadly not enough. Each of us has to reach out and make that pledge so you can continue to dig the Retro Cocktail Hour every week at this time. All you have to do is make that investment right now at kansaspublicradio.org or at 888-577-5268. And here's somebody to tell you more about it.
More about it right now. It's an easy thing to do. It's also easy to forget about. It's easy to overlook, and we're asking you not to overlook your contribution to KPR so that Daryl Brogdon can continue to bring you this show every weekend here on Kansas Public Radio. It's easy to give, too. Just call us, 888-577-5268. Now, tonight, I don't think we have very many staff members taking calls. And so what happens is if we get really busy, your call might bounce over to our call center. Now, you're going to reach somebody on the call center who doesn't know a lot about this show or what we're doing or even the radio station. That's okay. You can still give that person your contribution. If you want to avoid that altogether, just pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got more great music still to come, Daryl, so I hope the calls keep coming in.
And if you have specific questions about Kansas Public Radio, we'll be giving out Jay's cell phone number here in just a moment.
Absolutely.
You can call Jay with any question about anything related to Kansas Public Radio. Thank you, Walt Warren in Wheeling, West Virginia. Walt says he's giving a little extra to KPR tonight, not just investing in the Retro Cocktail Hour, but also Jay Schaefer. He says, I always enjoy listening to your banter and style. Calling from the subterranean Suds silo in Wheeling, West Virginia. Thank you, Walt.
Do I have a style, Daryl? I'm so happy that Walt called in. Walt, I got a question for you. Did you move to Wheeling, West Virginia because of all the alliteration involved? I love saying thanks to Walt Warren from Wheeling, West Virginia. He calls in every time we come on the air and ask people to call 888-577-5268.
Don't forget, we've got a challenge tonight from Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley in Lawrence, Kansas. They're offering, I believe it's a $1,500 challenge, and they're matching pledges dollar for dollar tonight. We have eight more opportunities to get that that match from Dave and Jill in Lawrence, Kansas. Deanna Newman, Lawrence, Kansas, just became a member of the Directors Club. Also John Basta in Overland Park. Peter Houston from Lawrence, Kansas says, play more music by Denny Martin. If you're just joining us, Jay slipped up and he meant to say Martin Denny, but he said Denny Martin. I'm sure that happens a lot.
I've got Denny's on the mind. But thank you for that call, Peter, and everyone else who's called in at 888-577-5268. If you don't want to speak to somebody, you can always pledge on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Here we've got a call that came in from a place I'm not familiar with, but it is in Rhode Island. Daryl, are you seeing that on your screen?
Yeah, that's Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and Ryan Baker. Ryan says, nothing brings me more joy on a Saturday than grabbing a Mai Tai, popping on my Hawaiian shirt, and listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
All right.
Thank you, Ryan. 888-577-5268 will allow you to do what Ryan just did, and so many of our friends have tonight. You can also, as Jay said, pledge online safely and securely at kansaspublicradio.org. Your listener, our hope tonight is that if you're not yet a member of Kansas Public Radio, you'll take that opportunity to do it. It only takes a couple of minutes. You decide the amount. What could be better? It just comes down to getting it done. 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
It'd be so good to hear from you tonight and give us your pledge in support of a program that's been on the radio now for more than two decades. How long have we been on with the Retro Cocktail Hour now?
It's 28 years.
So almost 30 years of this kind of music on the FM dial or on your internet-based radio streaming service. It's something worth protecting. It's something worth supporting. We say it time and time again, it's so easy to overlook, and we're asking you to not overlook your support of this station, and in particular this show, right now. So give us a pledge of any amount. A favorite amount is $10 a month, $15 a month. That's right there in the meaty middle of contributions we tend to get here at Kansas Public Radio. So if you have $10, $15 a month to invest in this show and in this radio station, go ahead and make that call, 888-577-5268. We've got another hour's worth of music to bring you on this Saturday night. Here is your hourly reminder. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Just a reminder, Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley have a challenge on our table, and it's a $1,500 pledge in support of the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR. They're matching your investment when you make that pledge. When you make that call to 888-577-5268, it doesn't matter if it's a new membership or if you're renewing your pledge or adding to an existing membership, you still get to take advantage of the match. And you can participate in that challenge online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org. Just urging you, wherever you are, I know, and as you can tell, just listening tonight, there are a lot of folks all over the country who listen to Kansas Public Radio for the Retro Cocktail Hour. And we sure appreciate that and are so grateful to everyone who steps up and does what needs to be done. Make that call now, 888-577-5268. Pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I feel like we should be hearing some music right now. Something's happened to our equipment here at Kansas Public Radio, and something has happened to the Retro Cocktail Hour. Apparently, we're not raising enough money, Daryl. I'll try to investigate this situation. Perhaps you can hand out that phone number again.
888-577-5268.
Well, then I'll talk for a while.
See what we can do to get some music going here.
All right, you look into what happened to all of our fine music tonight, because I know we've got another hour's worth of...
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Safely and securely. So, it's down to you to make that pledge. Here's how.
Just find your phone. Place a phone call. Make a pledge. It is easy peasy, as they say. And here's the number to call. 888-577-5268. You're a phone call away from making us successful on this Saturday night as we all sit back with our cocktails and enjoy the Retro Cocktail Hour. The host is with us in between the music, in between the records. His name is Daryl Brogdon, and good evening once again.
Good evening to you, Jay Schaefer. Yes, I'm speaking to you live from the Underground Martini Bunker studios. And
where you're safe from nuclear fallout and lousy music. I love it.
Indeed. If you're going to be safe from nuclear fallout, you might as well also be safe from bad music.
Exactly.
888-577-5268. You know, Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley still have a challenge going here. We're six pledges away from meeting that target. It would be so awesome to do that by 8:30 tonight. So why don't you, if you've been meaning to do this, maybe even if you haven't been meaning to do it, go to your phone right now. Call in at 888-577-5268. Better yet, make it super easy. Just go to the web and kansaspublicradio.org, where you can pledge safely and securely. This week, that's the first thing that's going to pop up at kansaspublicradio.org. I want to thank Stuart Zabel in Zilla, Washington, for your generous pledge. Robert Bruce, Leawood, Kansas, thank you. Both of those guys becoming new members tonight. We love to see those new members during our membership drive. But whether you're renewing or pledging for the first time because you depend on us to bring you the Retro Cocktail Hour, as you have for maybe 28 years, the length of time the show has been on the air, now's your time. Now's your time to do what needs to be done, and that is to become a public radio listener member, because you already have a stake in public radio because you listen. But now, as a member, you can say that you help make this programming possible. You're a sponsor of Kansas Public Radio and the Retro Cocktail Hour. And what we need right now is for six of you, you and five others, to make that pledge and make it now. 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org.
We think it's important because there are a few things in life that just bring us sheer joy. And I think this program, the Retro Cocktail Hour, is one of them. And because it brings all of us listeners, all of us fans, joy when we tune in, I think it's worth protecting, worth investing in, so the show can be around for many years to come. If you agree with me, then make your way to the phone and place a phone call, 888-577-5268. You get to decide on how much to give. And we take all size pledges here, small, medium, and large. And we're looking for six more contributors to take advantage of the challenge before us. It comes from our good friend Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley. They're trying to give KPR, and specifically this show, some more money. But we need to find six more people to step forward and support it with their own pledge. A number of people have done so already, from West Virginia, Rhode Island, Washington, Kansas. You could be the next caller at 888-577-5268. Let us know where you live. Where do you listen to the Retro Cocktail Hour? We'd love to know. We get calls from all across the United States, obviously. We'd like to take our next pledge from you. So make it online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or call us at 888-577-5268.
It's always such a huge treat to hear from listeners around the country, around the world. Even I've corresponded with listeners in Australia, in New Zealand, in Europe, in the UK.
South Korea.
South America, China, Eastern Europe. It's been amazing. It's been an amazing ride on the Retro Cocktail Hour, and we got no plans to stop anytime soon. But you know what? The gasoline, the fuel that keeps this engine running, is your pledge, your support. Think about that. Think about what your pledge, your individual pledge, can accomplish here at Kansas Public Radio. It's such a powerful tool at your disposal. All you have to do now is use it by calling 888-577-5268 or pledge online on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Easy to do, and Jay, we understand that it's easy to overlook too.
There is a sign outside of Overbrook, Kansas, that says "Don't overlook Overbrook," and I always chuckle when I see that sign, and I think of KPR. Don't overlook KPR. It's easy to overlook. It's easy to take for granted. But right now, on this Saturday night, just before 8:30, I'm asking you to make a contribution to Kansas Public Radio so we can be here, or so Daryl can be here next Saturday night with the great tunes on the Retro Cocktail Hour. You're a phone call away from making us successful. We're looking for six more people to step forward, and we know from the company known as Nielsen that we have thousands of people listening right now. Will you be one of those who will step forward and make a contribution of some kind. It will be matched dollar for dollar thanks to Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley. They're matching incoming pledges dollar for dollar when you call 888-577-5268. You don't feel like talking to somebody, you can pledge online. KansasPublicRadio.org. For 28 years, Daryl has been bringing you this kind of music, space age, bachelor pop, tiki tunes, whatever you want to call it. It's for you. Every Saturday and Sunday night from 7 to 9, we'd love to hear from you and wherever you are on this Saturday night. Give us a call, make a pledge, put your hometown on our public radio map. Let us know you are a fan of the Retro Cocktail Hour. And again, don't overlook the pledge. Make it now. 888-577-5268.
Stand by for action.
On the Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
There's Creepzotica, along with singer Rachel DeShawn on Ima Sumac's Goomba Boomba on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Still to come, Martin Denny on his very first album, Exotica, which came out in 1957. The Retro Cocktail Hour is on the air every week on public radio stations like WICN, Worcester, Mass., KUCO, Edmond, Oklahoma, and Wyoming Public Radio. At our website, you'll find links to our online store. You can browse playlists from past shows, sign up for our mailing list, and maybe most importantly, you can stream the show on demand anytime. All that awaits at retrococktail.org. That's Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads out of Charlotte, North Carolina with Senor Moai. There's some surf music and a dash of exotica here. And you can find all the recordings by Mr. Moai and the band over at bandcamp.com. Martin Denny from his very first album, Exotica. He's coming up later in this half hour. Hey, don't forget, it's fundraising week here. We are eager to hear from every Retro Cocktail Hour listener in the world. It might jam our phone lines, but that's a risk we are prepared to take. Why not make your pledge now before we burn up the phones? Call us at 888-577-5268 or pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know it's Pledge Week, right? Now, here in public radio, Pledge Week's got nothing to do with a pledge at a fraternity or a sorority. Oh, no. Instead, we're here to encourage you to pledge your support for your public radio station. That means you make a pledge to provide financial support. It might be $50 or $100. You get to decide that amount. But we hope you make that pledge soon, because this station is personally important to you. And you know that for the price of a few lattes or a newspaper subscription, you can become a member of public radio. And you know the deal. When you become a member, you're helping to support the shows that you've come to depend on. Some people want the news, others want the music, sometimes both. I hope you make that pledge now, because we are almost out of time. Please call 888-577-5268 or surf on over to kansaspublicradio.org to pledge safely online. I'm a public radio member. I hope you'll become one too. And here's someone with all the details on just how to do that.
I've got your details right here. Here's the phone number, 888-577-5268. That's the number that will put you in touch with us here at Kansas Public Radio. We're now looking for four people to step forward with a contribution of some kind in support of this very fine program, the Retro Cocktail Hour. You're cool enough to listen. Are you cool enough to make a pledge? I hope so. The number is 888-577-5268. And right before we came on the air, Daryl and I were talking about just the people from all over who listen to this station. And wouldn't you know it, Daryl, we got a call from Florence, Montana, thanks to Frank Schuster, a new member. And then, believe it or not, Ottawa, Ontario, Benjamin Claypool, who's an existing member, called in with a little bit more money. Thank you, Benjamin Claypool.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. So we've had Wheeling, West Virginia, Rhode Island, Montana, Washington. I'd love to hear from Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, Junction City. I mean, we can't rely on international support alone. So please call us at 888-577-5268.
That's crazy, Jay. That's exactly that what occurred to me when I saw those, you know, Canada, Montana, Washington State, Rhode Island, and more. We'd just love to hear from, that is freaking awesome. You blow me away, folks, when I see those pledges come in like that. Love to hear from here at home, too. You're letting folks who are hundreds, maybe thousands of miles away do the heavy lifting here tonight. And it's not really even that heavy. It just takes a pledge. Your investment in Kansas Public Radio. We've got more music still to come for you. We're not done yet with the Retro Cocktail Hour. Hope you're not done yet either, because we're waiting on you. We need, what did you say, four more pledges
to make calls.
This challenge?
Yes.
Okay, four more pledges to meet this one challenge that we've been working on since 7 o'clock from Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley. $1,500 challenge. You can be the next to take advantage of that at 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're not talking about a great deal of money here individually. Daryl gives, I give, and I'm not even a big-time contributor to KPR, but I am a sustaining member. And you could learn about becoming a sustaining member, too, when you call at 888-577-5268. The program's worth your time, because you're listening right now. Is it worth $10 a month? That's just 33 cents a day. And $10 a month, that's, you know, one of the cheapest monthly bills you would have if you made that kind of a commitment to KPR. You'd wish that all of your bills were just $10 a month. I give $15 a month. I'm proud to say that. I contribute $15 a month, and it's the smallest monthly bill I have. I wish all my bills were that little. Whatever you want to give, we'd love to take it. Small, medium, large size pledges. Every once in a blue moon, we get $1 a day or $1,000 a year. I don't know if we're going to get that tonight. What we're focusing on is four more people to step forward and give any amount. It'll be matched dollar for dollar, thanks to Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley, longtime listeners and supporters of Kansas Public Radio. The number to call, 888-577-5268.
Well, Jay, I am doubly excited tonight, not just by all these wonderful pledges we've received from all over the nation, but also I just got some new music in the mail. That's something that happens regularly here.
Every 15 minutes at the Retro.
Just about. It's a kind of a point of contention with my better half. In fact, she very kindly brought this record in the house, and she's written me a note here on the record album. It says, "This is the last one." And it looks like it's written in blood. I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor. I can't be sure that that's the case. But there it is. And I got the record anyway. It's called Christine Plays It Hot. And we'll be playing that for you on a future episode of the Retro Cocktail Hour. But enough about me. Let's talk about you for a second. Have you done what needs to be done? And that is to support Kansas Public Radio with whatever you can afford. If $10 a month works for you, go for it. Jay was mentioning the $1,000 pledge. That's available too, certainly, dollar a day. You determine the amount. You've already made the choice to listen to the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR. Now we're just asking you to make another choice. And why? Why is it so important to us that you do this? Well, I'll tell you why. It's the budget. You know, when you look at the budget for KPR, almost 85% of our funding is private support. That means it comes from you, and it comes from local businesses who support Kansas Public Radio with underwriting. So that's why it's so important. We can't do this without your help. Because it's important to you, make that pledge. Make it now at 888-577-5268 or go online at kansaspublicradio.org and pledge safely and securely.
The music is worthy of your time. That's why you're listening. So why not protect something that brings you joy every Saturday night on the Retro Cocktail Hour? And you know what? Most of the time, we're not asking you to call. But tonight we are. Here's the number, 888-577-5268. Don't change the dial, because we've got more music coming up in just a moment. But right now, we're taking this pause in the regular programming to ask for your financial support. Whatever that support is, as Daryl said earlier, I don't care how much you give. I just care that you give. And if we get enough people to pledge 10 or 15 or 20 bucks a month, then we will be a successful radio station. 85% of our money comes from private support. That's listeners like you and me and Daryl, and from area businesses that underwrite our programs. 85% of the money it takes to run this station comes from listeners like you. You're a listener, so why not give now at $5, $10, or $15 a month? Still looking for four people to step forward and knock out this challenge before us from Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley. They're willing to give us some more money, but they want us to collect four more phone calls before they release those funds. Help us be successful, because when we're successful, you're successful too. The number to call is 888-577-5268. It's a dollar-for-dollar match, and it's happening right now.
We reach out to you every day. Like Jay says, we're here every day, 24 hours a day for you with the best programming that we can provide you. That programming comes with a cost. Everything comes with a cost. And in public radio, as in most businesses, our costs go up a little bit every year. But you know what? We can turn to you a couple times a year and ask for your help. We're not demanding anything. It's not something you must do, but something we hope you will do.
Keep the calls coming at 888-577-5268. This is KPR.
David Carroll and his orchestra, Jungle Drums. originally from the album Percussion and Hi-Fi, 1956, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Before that, the Beach Boys in their classic album Pet Sounds. It came out in 1966. It wasn't a huge commercial hit, but it's now considered to be one of the most influential albums ever made. It combines elements of rock, classical, exotica, and experimental music. Mostly it's all by Brian Wilson, with the other Beach Boys mostly replaced by studio musicians. We heard Let's Go Away for a While. Let's do it. Hey, don't forget, it's fundraising week here. We are eager to hear from you during this most important time. You enjoy the Retro Cocktail Hour on this station, at least I hope you do. And because you do, it's important to support the station with your pledge so that we can continue to bring you innovative programming like this. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org or call 888-577-5268 and make your pledge right now. We're going to leave you with Martin Denny from his first album, Exotica, which came out in 1957. This is Les Baxter's Jungle Flower on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. On this Saturday night, we've been listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour, and I hate to report that we've fallen a little bit short of reaching our goal for this wonderful show. It's not too late to call in with your own pledge, though. 888-577-5268. That's the number people have been calling from Canada and Montana and Washington and Rhode Island. I'd like to get a few more calls from, you know, eastern Kansas and western Missouri tonight, if at all possible. You could be our next caller at 888-577-5268. The host is still here, Daryl.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Of course, the Retro Cocktail Hour will be on the air again tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio stations, uninterrupted by our fundraising appeals. I'm sure that's good news for you as well as it is for us. But right now, we're still in fall fundraiser mode, and we urge you to make that call that we hope you've been meaning to make tonight. You haven't made it yet, perhaps. 888-577-5268. You can pledge quickly online at kansaspublicradio.org. Look, you are a KPR listener. You depend on us to bring you the Retro Cocktail Hour. We love bringing it to you. But we can't do this alone. It's a partnership, a kind of a symbiosis, if you will, and that's why we come to you like this a couple times a year and urge you to make that call. Whether it's $10 a month or a dollar a day, $1,000 a year, whatever, you have to make that decision and then take some action. And the action, of course, is to
make that pledge. So do it tonight. Do it right now.
I need to avoid KPR incurring a $10,000 fine from the federal government. So allow me to say this. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Find us online, pledge online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night from 7 to 9 for pledge-free retro cocktail hour music. And if you can, give us a call right now. Pledge your support at 888-577-5268. For the host of the show, Daryl Brogdon, and for Emily DeMarchi, I'm Jay Schaefer saying thanks for listening. And thank you, Alice Weiss from New Jersey.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Saikautau. The presidential candidates are getting ready for their first debate in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. Vice President Kamala Harris's holdup in Pittsburgh to prepare. Former President Donald Trump is rallying his base in the battleground state of Wisconsin. NPR's Amy Held reports.
Among the rules for Tuesday's debate, answers and rebuttals must be tight, 2 minutes or shorter, and no pre-written notes. Trump has dismissed the importance of studying up. His campaign says for him, connecting with voters is a form of debate prep. Harris is spending 5 days practicing in Pittsburgh. And while the debate stage in Philadelphia provides a national spotlight, Pennsylvania is pivotal for both Harris and Trump, who are spending a lot of time and money there to reach the central swing state voters. One question voters will not have answered until after the election, whether Trump will serve time behind bars. After a New York judge Friday agreed to delay sentencing for his felony hush money conviction. Amy Held, NPR News.
U.S. intelligence officials say Russia is using fake news sites and real Americans in its efforts to help former President Donald Trump return to the White House. And as NPR's Shannon Bond reports, it appears that Iran and China are also trying to influence U.S. voters in the upcoming election.
Officials say Russia continues to be the most active foreign influence threat to November's elections. The intelligence community assessment comes after the Justice Department indicted two Russian employees of state broadcaster RT in an alleged $10 million scheme to hire unwitting American influencers to make content friendly to the Kremlin's goals. Intelligence analysts say Iran is stepping up its own influence efforts. So far, those have included attempts to hack both the Republican and Democratic presidential campaigns. And China is also targeting U.S. voters, but Beijing appears to be more focused on down-ballot races than the presidential contest. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Stocks slumped this week, with the S&P and 500 posting its worst week since March of last year. NPR's Rafael Nam reports investors are not sure what to think about the U.S. economy after the latest jobs data.
The economy continues to send contradictory signals. The unemployment rate dipped to 4.2% in August, a positive sign. But employers also created fewer jobs than economists had expected, which is concerning. It's a confusing picture that does little to resolve a key question. How much will the Federal Reserve cut interest rates later this month? Some investors believe the Fed should cut rates by a quarter percentage point. But those who are more concerned about the prospect of a recession believe the Fed should cut by half a percentage point. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Russia continued to bomb Ukraine early this morning. This is NPR News.
Stardate September 7th. Charles Messier was a comet hunter, but he kept coming across annoying objects that resembled comets, so he compiled a catalog of them to keep both himself and others from wasting time, more than 100 in all. And 250 years ago tonight, while studying a comet in Cassiopeia, he discovered object number 52, a star cluster that's thousands of light years from Earth. Astronomers have been studying Messier 52 ever since then, yet they still don't know all of its details. That includes its precise distance. Measurements made in recent years have ranged from less than 5,000 light years to more than 6,000. And without knowing the cluster's distance, it's hard to nail down its other characteristics. Its age, for example, could range from 120 million to 160 million years. A study a few years ago counted 369 stars in the cluster, although the total's probably much higher. Many of the stars are crowded in its middle, but some of them are dozens of light years from there. At the cluster's edge, stars can be pulled away by the gravity of the rest of the galaxy, reducing the size of this family of stars. M52 is well up in the northeast at nightfall. It's above the sideways letter W formed by some of Cassiopeia's brighter stars. The cluster is too faint to see with the eye alone, but it's an easy target for binoculars. Tomorrow, a ruby jewel atop a stellar diamond. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
trumpeter Itetsu Nasuda from this recent release called Tailwind, with Dan Neville on vibes, the tune La Magrudata. Itetsu Nasuda at the trumpet. I'm Scott Hanley here with Jazz on Your Weekend. Remembering now guitarist Emily Remler from one of her great records called East to West. Here featuring Hank Jones on piano and the title track, East to West, from Emily Remler.